Cape Talk, Car Talk.
Jacob Mashoka is in Johannesburg at the launch of the Porsche Cayenne. Hello, Jacob.
Hello, Africa. I just got back from the launch, I have to mention. I was out of the country, gone to Fujairah in the UAE to test drive this new Porsche Cayenne.
We hate you even more now, Jacob.
A really nice exotic location to test out a car like this. Now, as you know, it's a modern SUV that's come a long way. If you think about it, Porsche Cayenne is one of the oldest luxury SUVs that's been around. And if you look at how things have changed and evolved over the years, you'd understand that they sort of set a trend. The likes of Bentley have come into the market, Maserati, Lamborghini, and there's even talk now of a Ferrari SUV that's on the market. So since 2002, they've brought out basically three generations of the Cayenne, and I got to test drive the new one in Fujairah over the past few days. And it's a very difficult car to fault, because as we know, Porsche, they do well in the sports car segment, and bringing a sports car that has got a nice ground clearance and the capabilities of going off road, it didn't disappoint over the past few days.
It's a very expensive way of going off road, though, isn't it?
It definitely is, Africa, but you must understand that the car is built on the chassis and the same build quality of its German folk, the Audi Q7. And even the Bentley Bentayga, a lot of traits of what this car offers is what the guys in the Audi and the VW group have already been doing. And because they've been well experienced at building up this Porsche Cayenne, I think if you want to do off-road in style, it's something you want to look at. It comes in three derivatives: the Porsche Cayenne, the standard Cayenne, and then there's a Cayenne S, and then the Cayenne Turbo. So you don't necessarily have to go to the top of the range and get yourself the Cayenne Turbo, because at the end of the day, it is an SUV, and you don't need to be extremely fast when you're driving off-road. And talking about off-road, I'm surprised at how capable it was. It's a very soft and smooth car when you're driving off-road. We got to take it to neighboring Oman in the UAE as well. And that was most of our route when we did the off-road sections. And now you must understand that is a very dry region, rocky with hills, etc. And we managed to take the car off-road for a good 40-50 Ks off-road, and the fact that I could drive off-road and not even worry about feeling uncomfortable at all, it shows the build quality of this car.
Any news as to when it's coming to South Africa and what price bracket they're going to introduce it at?
Yeah, I guess that's the most important part. So the normal Cayenne entry level, 1.1 million rand. The Cayenne S, 1.2, and then the Cayenne Turbo, that's the big dog, that's the big one. It's at around 2 million rand at starting price. We can expect our first Cayenne to land on our local shores towards the end of March. And the nice thing as well is there's already people who've put in orders for these cars. So Porsche is quite confident that they'll sell. The Cayenne has been quite popular around here, so I think it will just continue being quite popular.
We hate you, Jacob Mashoka. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, just returning from the launch of the Porsche Cayenne.